Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Shoddy Radio. On this episode, Ben is absent, but Jamie comes on to help Chris read the latest update to the movie script, Paper Jam. Then, Jamie sticks around to play a quick game of Food Court. And finally, Danny calls his dad in the hospital after his most recent bicycle accident and tries to cheer him up while something strange goes on in the background. All of that, plus this slightly longer new intro, with me, Robo Chris, the official announcer of Shoddy Radio. Enjoy the show.
Chris, you texted me earlier, well, you sexted me, about that you just got a new, that Brian recently updated the script.
Oh my god, yeah, he did.
And you said it was a long one.
Oh, yeah, well, it's just sophisticated. It's just the story is taking a mature turn for the dramatic.
Okay.
Well, and I've never read such a interesting, exciting installment.
I'm going to set it up again because we get new listeners all the time. So this is the old producer for our show, the guy that used to produce our show, Producer Brian, is a copy machine technician, a copy tech. And he's since moved on and he's no longer producing the show, but he still is a copy tech. But Chris found out that he has been secretly writing a movie script and he doesn't even know that we're reading that Chris has access to. I don't even know how you're getting access to his movie.
Well,
script.
I'm hacking into his mainframe.
Right. That's right. You're hacking into his mainframe. So you're still hacking into his mainframe and still reading the updates of his movie script. And his movie script is about it's sort of semi-autobiographical, right?
Apparently it is. We didn't know a lot about our friend, Producer Brian, if it's true.
But
he's a Green Beret spy / man of intrigue, I guess.
Yeah, it's sort of like the James Bond of copy machine technicians. But anyway, so you have a new installment.
Yeah, so we'll just do it like we did last time with me and Jamie. We'll just play the parts in the story, and I guess I'll read the stage notes like always.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Again, the name of the
Paper Jam.
The name of the script is Paper Jam. The movie, the working title for the movie is Paper Jam, and the name of the main character is BJ McCool.
All right, Brian, are you ready, Jamie Enochs, to reprise your role as the chief?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, are you ready to listen, Danny?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay. The chief, the chief learns that McCool has volunteered to fix the new Copytron printjet 69-420.
You don't know what you're getting into here, McCool. This one's too hot. God damn it!
I've got it under control.
You don't know shit, McCool. You don't get it. I've been propping you up this whole time. You think you really won all those customer service rave reviews? Do you honestly believe you earned those wow rewards? What about that gift certificate to Claim Jumpers for 20% off all mozzarella sticks with the purchase of a large Coke? You think that was fair and square?
I earned every goddamn one of those accolades.
Are you sure, McCool? Are you sure I wasn't just covering your ass? Propping you up so that we would both look good to the commish?
What are you saying?
I'm saying they were fixed. They were all fixed before you got there. We just handed you a Fisher-Price screwdriver and let you play with the dishwasher.
You're full of shit. Do you expect me to believe that those papers really weren't jammed? And that all that toner wasn't really creating blotch spots? I think you're getting senile in your old age.
And I think you got too much shit between your ears. You started to think you were really something, didn't you? Well, now your chest's bumped out like a Green Beret chicken hawk. And you really think you're made of something? Don't make me laugh. It's over, McCool. Finished. You go to Tulsa and try to fix that new machine, you're gonna embarrass yourself and this entire branch.
What are you trying to tell me?
I'm telling you that you never even heard of nothing like the PrintJet 69420. It's the top of the line, cowboy. I'm talking about top secret space technology. This machine was developed on the moon by a team of robot scientists that were programmed to build the most unfixable copy machine on the planet.
That seems efficient.
The idea was to prevent our nation's enemies from being able to pose as copy techs, sneak into our secret military copy machine facility, and make extra copies of our national secrets.
Sorry.
The problem is, this machine got too smart. It eventually began to develop a mind of its own. And now it's decided that it has a paperclip lodged in its toner opening. Now it's just printing out blank pages.
Sounds like a simple software reboot.
Nothing simple on this machine, smarty pants. That phantom paperclip is the least of your worries. First, you have to bypass the copier's internal security lock. But before you can even get to the password screen, you have to figure out why there's a red light flashing next to the display window.
Fuck! They didn't tell me there was a blinking light.
That's because few people know what this machine is really capable of. And that's why nobody knows how to make it stop. And it's too hot for you! You can't handle this. You're getting way too big for your britches.
Well, it's too late. I've already signed the application for a gas card and a company van. I leave in the morning. BJ McCool never takes a bite unless he intends to chew.
Listen to me, you son of a bitch. If you go to Tulsa and walk into that Thunderdome copy kiosk, you're gonna get hurt. And you're gonna walk out of there looking like a fool. And I will not clean this up for you, McCool. Not again. Not after I pulled those strings to get that girl's family to sell her to us and have her undergo cosmetic surgery so she would look exactly like the president's missing daughter.
What are you talking about?
You didn't give us a choice, McCool. What did you want me to do? Let you fail to rescue the president's daughter and humiliate everyone in this branch?
All of a sudden, the chief grabs his chest in agony.
Jesus Christ, McCool! I'm having a heart attack! I'm spontaneously dying the exact moment that the drama is at its peak! Promise me that you won't take the Tulsa job. Promise me, you bastard!
Why don't you want me to do the Tulsa job? And tell me the truth this time.
Because I don't want you to get hurt.
Is that the only reason?
I also don't want you to humiliate the branch. And also, because I love you, kid. I guess that's why I've always been so tough on you. You've got guts, Copy Tech. Guts and balls. And from what I understand, you also have some kind of Green Beret training. Which I guess is also cool.
The chief is quiet for a moment, and then lowers his voice and gets really serious.
Kid, I know you're headstrong. And you have every intention of going to Tulsa, no matter how crazy I think it is. Just promise me one thing, will you?
Anything.
Don't embarrass me.
The chief dies completely. Then Brian looks up into the air and screams with sadness. Also, it's been raining this entire time.
Are they outside? I didn't know. I thought they were in an office.
I guess so.
Oh, man. Wow. This is
really getting dramatic.
I can't believe
I'm sad that the chief's dead.
Completely. I was gonna say, I can't believe the chief's dead completely for good.
You know.
Jamie, how do you feel about that? Your character got killed off and completely.
I know. It's pretty sad, actually.
Man. I feel like you got the soap opera actors talk about getting the pages where their character dies, and they're like, it's basically getting fired.
Yeah. So true.
You feel like Chris is trying to send you a message here or something? I mean producer Chris. Brian.
Brian, I don't know. I do not know. Well, you know, we don't know that he's cast Jamie in the actual movie.
I was
going
to say, actually, it's impossible for him to be trying to send Jamie a message because he is just writing this as a movie script for a yet to be determined actor later on, and he has no idea.
Sending a message to Edward James Olmos.
Right, he has no idea that we are secretly reading this on a podcast, and Jamie's been playing the role of chief. So I guess not.
I mean, there's no reason why Jamie can't play the role.
Yeah, are you going to audition? That's actually a good question, James. Are you going to go out for this role? Because I feel like you are nailing it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just if my agent sends me to it, then
right.
I'll go.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So.
Yeah, you don't want to take stuff that's below you though at this point in your career either.
Yeah, I just wherever my agent sends me, that's what I do. I trust him.
So. That's cool.
His agent is Jesus.
Well, anyway, this. Just to let you might want to tell your agent this script is hot and it's got Oscar buzz already. So I feel like that might influence him.
It's hot to trot, just like that movie, Hot to Trot.
All right. Well, man, good job, Brian, I guess. I feel like maybe I almost want to contact him and tell him that it's a good job. But then he'll probably change his password and that'll just make things harder for you. Right, Chris?
Yeah. Then I'll have to rehack into his mainframe.
Yeah.
I can do it. I'll just need more Hot Pockets.
Shoddy Radio.
While you're here, since Ben's not with us tonight, I was hoping maybe you would join us and play a game with us.
Okay.
Have you eaten dinner already tonight?
Yes, I did.
And Chris, have you eaten already?
Yes, I did also.
All right. Well, maybe we could play a quick game of Food Court. You know how this goes, James, I think, right?
Yeah, I remember it from the previous.
I'm going to be the judge in this case. Let me see if we can get a little music going here. Chris, do you want to maybe do like the announcements for the show?
What are the announcements going to be?
Oh, I don't know. You know, like, ladies and gentlemen.
Or do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
That's going to make me not impartial if I'm also the plaintiff.
No, Jamie's going to be the plaintiff.
Tonight, I'm the plaintiff in an open and shut case.
No, all right, well,
today, I had for dinner.
No, let's not. Jamie's the plaintiff. So, Jamie, why don't you just describe what you had for dinner tonight?
Okay. Tracy and I cooked some portobello mushroom ravioli. garlic and olive oil sauce.
Sounds shitty already.
With some sautéed broccoli and carrots.
That sounds like what a terrorist eats.
We added a couple of snow peas at the very last minute.
Oh, of course you did.
And we chopped up some parsley and a little Parmesan as a, you know, topping at the end.
Order! Order in the court! Now, so there you go. Now, the defendant in this case, Chris Clemens.
What I had was a delightful can of Campbell's vegetarian vegetable soup. What I did was I put two cans full of hot water rather than just one. And with that extra water, I was able to boil some top ramen. But it was actually Manchu, the one that starts Manchu something. And it was chicken flavored.
May I stop you, Mr. Clemens? Do you have a receipt? Do you have a receipt for that?
No, but I have the original wrapper still.
All right. Bailiff, if you could bring that up here. Looks like Manchu.
Jamie should object. He could have gotten that anywhere. So, one raw egg.
Ooh.
That was the curveball. I'd never done that before.
Now, do you recommend it? Will you do that again in the future?
It was a risky gamble, but it paid out in spades, brother.
Did you just crack the egg into a glass like Rocky?
No, I cracked it directly in. No second chances.
You cracked it directly into your face?
No, I think he means into the soup.
No, man.
Oh, so it wasn't raw. You cooked it in the soup.
It was raw before I cooked it.
Okay, oh, okay.
And the whole idea of putting an egg in your soup is pretty raw, if you ask me. So anyway, it was delicious.
Now, how much did that whole meal cost you, Chris?
Oh God, upwards of $350.
Let me ask you a quick question. Was this a AA, AAA, or...
That's the best part, Danny. I'm glad you asked. This was an organic hippie egg that I got from Whole Foods.
Did an actual hippie lay the egg, or is this is a chicken egg and you just refer to it as a hippie egg? Ooh, I forgot that this song does this at the end.
Ooh, the verdict is in.
So, Jamie, sorry about that. Force of habit. How much would you say your entire meal cost you?
It's a little bit hard to guess, you know, because we just use parts of, you know, like the bag of broccoli and stuff like that. But I would say that
because not all of the ingredients for your meal came in prepackaged.
Yeah. But I would say that we've fed two people for about $6.
Oops, that was the next sound effect.
Oh, that's current affairs.
that was for when we do hard-hitting news on this show.
Yeah, forgot.
Would you want... Actually...
We got O'Reilly.
You know what? I'll give the verdict, and then, Chris, you're going to...
You know what
and
I was just thinking,
gonna,
though?
I'm going to give the verdict real quick.
Quick note.
Go ahead.
I heard that Judge Judy's nickname for her husband's penis is The Verdict. So she could go... Madam, the verdict is in.
It's a good Judge Judy. What does she always say? I remember you used to do an impression of her saying, Madam.
Her husband, who was my favorite judge ever.
Who's her husband? Who's she married to?
Jerry Scheindlin. And he was on People's Court before,
Before
Marilyn Million took over.
Chris has an extensive knowledge of...
I know.
And so he was the best because he would just go... Madam, but he would just keep saying that until they stopped talking.
All right, so here's the plan. I'm going to give my verdict, but then quickly we're going to jump into a current affair, Chris, and you're going to be the host of a current affair, and you're going to give the news about the verdict of the of this court case.
All right.
Okay, so unfortunately, Jamie, since you're not a part of the show, you can't win food court. I got to tell you, it's like one of those things where it's like a Mexican trying to bring somebody to on trial, but by bringing them to trial, they just get themselves kicked out of the country. You know what I mean? Like they can't bring legal action against their their employers because, you know, they're not legally supposed to be here to begin with. So, unfortunately, even though your meal did seem way better than Chris's, I'm forced, my hands are tied to rule for Mr. Clements in this case. That is my ruling, and thank you, Chris, because I will put an egg the next time I make soup and ramen.
Well, thank you.
All right, and now what's next on this channel?
Tonight, did Chris put a raw egg in the soup? Some say it's hearsay.
You are listening to Shining Radio. Shining Radio.
River Hospital.
Hi there. I was calling. I just heard from my dad's neighbor that he was in an accident. He might have been taken over there. Can I check if that's the case?
Sure. What's his name?
Craig Savage.
Yes, he was. He's in the ER right now. Let me transfer you to them.
Thank you.
Exercising. Making.
Feather Raw Hospital Emergency Room, this is Allie.
Hi, Allie. I just received a call from my dad's neighbor that he was in a bike accident and that he might be over there. His name is Craig Savage.
Okay, yeah, it looks like I do have him here. I'm with a patient at the moment, so if you could just wait a few minutes, I'll be able to give him pass the phone off as soon as I'm done here.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me put you on hold, and sure. I didn't forget about you. Just let me finish up here, and
thanks
I'll be right with you, okay?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Lifelong follow-up, ongoing monitoring and improvements in cancer care, and most importantly, quality care close to home. For more information, contact the cancer...
Can I help you?
Hi, yeah. I was calling for Craig Savage that you put me on... Someone put me on hold a moment ago.
Who are you calling for? Craig who?
Craig Savage. I was told by his neighbor that he was in the emergency room.
Okay, who is this?
I'm his son, Danny Savage.
Okay, hold on, okay?
Sure.
Program that can help improve your heart health. The program will focus on a different area of your health while providing step-by-step guidance. With Go Red Better You, you'll have access to track your results, provide expert tips, and much more. To learn more or to get... They visit goredforwomen.org.
I'm going to be giving you the phone. I'm going to give him the phone.
Oh, awesome.
Hey, hello?
Hey.
Oh, man. Just a second. I'm using the pisser.
All right.
Okay. Could you unzip me? Or unsnap me? Thank you. I'm tough. I'm just using the pisser they got.
Is that your old line again? You're up to your old line where you get the nurse to unzip you?
Yeah, you got that. Right. And it's really hard, son.
I know it. I know what you mean by that.
I do. Just the right angle. Am I talking right?
I hear you fine.
I'm almost pissing on my church pants.
That's no good.
I know. Okay. How'd you know I was here?
I just call the Feather River Hospital occasionally just to check in to see if you're there.
You said that, and my stick went straight up in the air and out of the urinal in a big old stream. Started rivleting down my bed. I'm not lying.
Luckily, that's not the worst thing.
You made me laugh too much.
Luckily, that's not the worst thing that happened to you today.
Yeah.
How you doing, Dad?
I'm okay. Who told you I was in the hospital?
Like I said, I just like to call it a check-in every once in a while. Make sure. Because if I can't get a hold of you at home, then I just call Feather River Hospital because I figure odds are you've been in a bike accident.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, I called this time.
Yeah, actually, Chris was the one that called. Me and Chris were worried about you because we couldn't get a hold of you at home, and we wanted to talk to you. Are you there?
Yeah. I'm there.
So, yeah, actually, your neighbor told me you were in an accident. A bike accident, right?
Oh, Lisa found out, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
So how you feeling?
Yeah, I'm not surprised it was right near the house.
How are you feeling? Are you all right?
No, I'm hurting bad. I think I might have a busted rib.
Oh, man.
They x-rayed me.
That sucks.
Second. I got to pull my pants up. I'm wearing my church pants.
All right, pull them on up.
And I haven't zipped them up yet. Just a second. I'll get right back to you. I hate broken ribs.
Yeah, that's a pretty common...
It hurts to breathe.
Well, I know it. I'm just saying, no
one... Oh, man, there's a big old puddle. It looks like a head. It looks like a Buddha. There's a head. Doesn't that look like a Buddha?
I hope you're not asking me.
What do you think? A Buddha, huh? You hear that?
I hear the doctor agrees with you. So, Dad, are you going to be all right?
Oh, yeah. You know me. I always bounce back.
I know, but what happened?
I heal quickly.
What happened?
Stupid me. I went home to throw a shirt that I liked that was the green shirt that I found.
Yeah.
And the problem was I didn't go clear on it first. I didn't go clear and clear all the vibes off it. And then I forgot to throw it on my front porch, and then I was heading nowhere for no good reason. I don't know, whatever. And then the shirt fell in the front tire, and I went up in the air over my handlebars, on my head. My body got all banged up.
Dad.
But I'm okay.
You're all right?
Except for I think I might have a broken rib, but other than that.
You're all right? Okay.
It might only be a bruised rib, I hope.
I heard you scraped your face up, too.
Did I what?
You scraped your face up, also.
It was a face plant, definitely, son.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that, Dad.
Yeah, but I'll be all right. You know me, I heal quickly for an old guy.
I know, but you're going to have to start being a little more careful, right?
Definitely.
I hope so.
Just a second. I got to get this on me.
Sure.
Just a second, maybe not. Push yourself up all the way to center. Just a second, son.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Hold it. Chris, this is the first time we've ever been in a hospital on Shoddy Radio.
I'm Aaron. I'm Aaron.
Yeah, head injury survivor, so. Working on my mind. Hello.
Hey.
Hear that? I remembered the guy's name.
Good for you. Yeah, I'll be more proud of you if you can go 3 days without getting in a bike accident.
Okay, see if I can do that. 3 days?
That was supposed to be a joke. That was supposed to get a laugh out of you.
That's not pushing it. I can go 3 days.
So, how do you feel? Are you going to be... How long do they think they're going to have you in there? Are you going to get to go home tonight? Are you going to stay the night there? What's up?
I have no idea, son.
What's going on in the back? Oh, go ahead.
They're checking the x-rays.
Okay. What's going on in the background? It sounds like someone's trying to kill a parrot.
I know. Yes. That's a perfect way to describe it. I thought it sounded like a parrot the way she sounds.
What's happening? Are they...
Like somebody's trying to kill a parrot. You're right.
What is
that's
it?
That's the most perfect description of that and that noise. You have the best ears ever.
Well, it didn't
you
take...
really do.
It wasn't hard to hear that.
Danny, most people don't hear as good as you do.
I promise. There's nobody that could have missed that.
Yeah, actually, I thought the same thing. But so, I mean...
At least you know you're not the worst...
You're on a phone, and you're hearing it through my phone, so you understand?
Yeah, I hear you, but I'm just saying... At least you know you're not the worst one off there in the hospital. That lady sounds like she's having a worse time than you are.
Yes, she does.
Well, tell me what's going on around you. What's give me the layout.
Well, Yeah, I'm in the corner. Well, I just got here, and they just put a warm blanket around me to help me get out of shock, not get in shock. You know what I mean?
Right. So you're in the hospital. What's around you right now? You're just in a corner?
Yeah. With two warm blankets on me.
Can you see anything? Anyone else around?
No, I see my shoes. And I see a whole bunch of...
See?
There.
There you go. There's the angry ferret.
And I'm hearing that.
She doesn't sound happy. What is happening to her? Can you see her?
I have no idea. I don't want to know. I could if I wanted, because the top of her bed's right next to me.
Do you want to
but
take
I don't
a peek?
Even want to. Man, I've hearing it's enough.
You don't want to? Why don't you put me on the phone with her real quick? I'm sure I can calm her down.
All right. Hey, my son says he can calm her down. My son can calm that lady down.
Huh?
My son says he can calm that lady down. Aaron laughed, Danny.
All right, good.
What's that?
I need to get to the bowel something. Put that on your finger instead?
Yeah. Perfect. It's pinched, so. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll take it off.
But I mean, it's pinched to where it hurts. It's not in straight. That's better, thank you.
Can I have that arm too?
Yeah.
Dad, you feel
more
you feel more comfortable in a hospital than you do at home, don't you?
Shit, no way.
How many times do you think you've been through this?
Too many.
Sitting in a hospital.
I lost track a long time ago.
I know. You just sound so comfortable sitting there, like you know the drill so well.
Quit it, I said.
That's not trying to be mean. I'm just saying you're handling this a lot better at 64 than a lot of people would. You don't even sound you don't even sound stressed out at all.
Yeah, and you know what? I think maybe my ribs are just bruised, not broken.
Well,
because I'm starting to be able to breathe easily now.
You remember Mom had a broken rib about the same maybe 5 years ago, so she was about your age, too. And she's a woman, so you better be able to take it.
Right. I ought to be able to take it.
Well, Dad, I'm so sorry to hear that. I thought I was so upset to hear that from Lisa. Not upset, like I'm mad, just feeling sorry for you.
But listen to this, son. You haven't heard the worst of it.
What happened?
When I fell, when I came down,
mm-hmm.
I took a face plant.
I know. I did hear that. Lisa.
Oh, you knew that?
Yeah. So what happened? Are you all right?
Apparently my face doesn't look too scratched up, ugly and bleeding.
Couldn't look much worse.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks.
Just joking.
Yeah. Just a second.
Are you in any pain right now?
All over, man. But, I'm okay.
You're in your pain, and I'm between 1 and 10. I mean, working.
The second he's asking me how badly I'm hurt.
Go ahead.
From 1 to 10.
That lady being a 10.
That lady being a 10, right?
Yeah, true. How about you?
Yeah, I'll give myself a...
Your dad's the perfect Rupert
6,
G.
7, or 8.
You gotta go 6 here, Dad. You're doing all right.
I'm 6, 7, or 8. It jumps around.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to go 9.
You've been worse than this. I know it.
Many times.
So you can't go 9 or 10.
Man, my rib hurts so bad.
I know. I'm sorry to hear that, Dad.
And 6, 7, or 8, probably. Except my head, man. I don't know about my head.
How do you feel?
I mean, I jammed my head, too, you know,
yep.
But luckily I had my helmet on.
All right. Good for you.
So but I could still hear the echo, you know,
yep.
Kind of thing.
I do. That sucks.
I'm hearing that clang.
You keep hearing like a clang. Scream echoing, right? That's not an echo, Dad. That's your neighbor.
I think I'll be all right. I was hoping I'd get out of here tonight.
Well, don't stress. It wouldn't be so bad spending the night in there.
I got my 49er coat to keep me warm.
There you go. I bet they'll feed you.
Oh yeah, I'll eat good. They have great food here because it's a Seventh-day Adventist church.
Oh yeah, so
Seventh-day Adventists eat real good.
I've heard that about them. Dad, you got to promise me you're not just taking dives on your bike to get some Seventh-day Adventist food.
No way.
Because I was going to say, I guarantee I could get you some better food than that for an easier way.
Is that lady being exercised?
Yeah, are the Seventh-day Adventists giving her a exorcist over there, Dad, or what?
Now, what are you saying?
Chris said it sounds like they're giving her an exorcism. You ever see that movie, Dad, The Exorcist?
Long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if I finished watching it, if I it got to me and I said, forget about this. But you know me and my memory.
I do.
I'm pretty sure I did see it, though. Hey, thanks for calling me. It feels really good to be laying in the hospital talking to you.
No problem, Dad. I'm glad I could get a hold of you. I knew you'd feel, rattled being in the hospital, and I figured it'd be great to get, if just being on the phone with someone you know takes you out of the feeling alone in the hospital, you know?
That's right. And Lisa knew I was in the hospital, huh?
She said that she thought they were taking you to a hospital, but she didn't know which one, so I figured it was either Feather River or Inlow, so I tried Feather River first, and they transferred me. They were awesome.
Okay.
Because when you're in a hospital, you start to feel like you're on your own a little bit in that situation. But you, this way, you know that we're here for you.
Feels really good. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I was on the opposite thing. I was like thinking I didn't want to let you know.
Don't, Dad. I know, but don't do that. See, I'm.
I won't.
Dad,
I
can see the comedy
won't.
In everything in life. I won't get
That's
mad at
true.
You. I won't. If I get mad at you, my anger is only masking my sadness because you had to go through a hard thing. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. All right.
That's all
that
right. really
that,
is.
That shows how much compassion you have. Thank you. Shows what a good man you are.
I wish I could do something for you, but I can't do something
yeah.
for you. So then my mind, for some reason, just gets angry about it and just acts like
a baby. The thing is, son, I'm the same way.
All right.
So I hear you heart to heart.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I love you, Dad. I probably shouldn't take up too much time on their phone. But
hope you feel better soon, Craig.
Like somebody else is going to call me.
Well, I don't mean call you.
I
just mean call the hospital.
It's actually it's somebody's phone that gave me a what you call it phone. What do you call it when you can take it off? Oh, no, I don't know.
A cordless phone.
But it's a cordless phone.
Ooh, wow! This is the future.
I have no idea who handed it to me. But they haven't come back for it.
I think it was that lady next to you. I really want to talk to her. I got to be honest. I wish I could get on the phone with her. If you find out her name, I could pretend to be her son and call back and call the hospital back and talk to her.
Okay.
What do you think? Is this a good plan?
Yeah, right. tell her you're her new therapist.
Yeah, exactly.
That you thought she needed a night call.
Right. I heard from through the grapevine that she's been having a little bit of a breakdown.
Yeah.
Well, Dad, I love you, and I hope you get through the night.
Thank you for calling.
You bet. Call me if you get home tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah, I'll be out of here tomorrow, if not tonight.
And when you get out, give me a call, okay?
I'll just give you a call as soon as I get home.
All right, Dad, I love you.
Okay, I love you too. Bye.
Bye.
I cut this off.
It's funny.
Man, that sucks.